Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and the Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. I hope that everyone is enjoying their Valentine's Day. I hope that everyone has been enjoying their weekend. And I hope most of all, this is important, that the messages that I put out in all of my episodes are carried with you through the week. I always give you something to think about. Sometimes it's things that I haven't even thought about to tell you. But I want to start off this week. I'm thanking all of my listeners, all of my followers, and I thank you, Snoopers, because you're making it easier for me to get my point across to you. Everyone that has been snooping. Now, I'm going to tell you why I say Snoopers. There's other people out here that are snooping. But as for me, it's only four certain people that snoop. And they try to find things that they can run back and talk about, and it does them no good at all. See, you reap what you sow. They're going to reap what they sow. This is my first message. You can go in 2 Corinthians, and it will tell you about reaping what you sow. When everybody say you're going to get what's coming to you, or you're going to reap what you sow, they mean it in a harmful way. They don't know any other way, but there is another way. You're going to reap what you sow. Yes, you're going to reap what you sow anyway. You got to keep holding God's hand, reaping what you sow. The other way isn't a good way. If you sow a good seed, you're going to reap good crop. So if you're doing good things, your reward is great. Regardless of what you're going through, whatever you have sown, you're going to reap it. Oh, in the name of Jesus, yes, you're going to reap it. You've done goodness all your life. We're not perfect. We make mistakes. For example, you see someone out there, no place to go. No. Car knocked off, out of gas, whatever, and you help them. You're going to be blessed back. See, you're reaping what you sow. You're fasting and you're praying. And you have sown a seed. Yes, you're going to reap what you sow. So there's some people out here right now that feel like giving up. They throw their hands up. They prayed and prayed. They sown. They sowed a seed. As I say, they sow the seed. Okay. They go back. There's nothing. Okay. They go back and fast and pray some more. Go back and there's nothing happening. You know, God might not come when you want him to come. There's nothing to rush. But he will do for you right on time. Reaping what you sow. Whoever this is, your blessings are coming through. I'm telling you right now, it's coming. See, the devil will make you feel like you want to give up. He'll bring interference so that you feel like giving up. That's what he wants you to do, is give up. Oh, it might be a good neighborhood and then gang violence start. You got shooting in the neighborhood. You got prostitution going on. Then you have the sexual predators out there, something I spoke on last week. That's the devil, because he wants you to give up and move on. But if you move on, then there's something worse down the road. No, you take hold of God's hand, and you'll always be okay. Nothing shall bother you. as in Psalm 91, that's protection. God gives his angels charge over you to keep you in all his ways. Dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. You will trample underfoot. And that's what you're doing. You're trampling that evil underfoot. You don't know it. Some of you don't even know you trample that evil underfoot. But you're moving on regardless of what happens. Bad news. He brings it to you all the time. Someone missing. Over a year they find them. Find their remains. You get the phone call. You're in despair. Okay, you find out that you got a relative in the hospital. You're in despair. But for me, you know, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Take me, dear Lord. Hold my hand. Lead me through this. Go with me, Lord. Go with me, God. I cry out to you. Those are the words that needs to come out. I know that some things are terrible, but you got to remember, you belong to the Lord. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for God. If it wasn't for his sacrifice for all of us. No, you wouldn't be here. Oh, it's so hard for some people to find a job. They have the knowledge, the skills, the know-how, but it's hard for them to find a job. If you lie down with dogs, you get fleas. Reaping what you sow. Now, that's a seed that you sow, hanging around with the wrong people. And then you begin to see bad things happen with you. That's why you can't get that job. That's why you can't move forward. That's why you can't get a promotion. That's why you can't get the phone. That's why you can't find peace. That's why you can't find happiness, love, and joy. All because of one thing. Sometimes we have to go through what we're going through to get to where we need to be. Sometimes now we go through some things because the devil led us out there. The devil led us out there. It looked real good, and then he dropped us. I want you to think about that. See, this is some real talk right here. You expect to hear something spicy, but this is spicy. Giving thanks for opening your eyes. Giving thanks for being able to move your legs, your arms. Blink your eyes. Give thanks. Regardless of how bad things are, always give thanks. And some don't. They wake up and go on with their day. If you don't give God the praise, you don't give him the thanks. There are some things coming to you. He will make you thank him one way or the other. He'll make you praise him one way or the other. Everything looks bright and shiny to the just, the godly. But to the ones that seek evil things against somebody else, it don't look too bright. It's just another day to them. Every day is bright when you know you have God in your life. I'm going to slide off of that because I have said what I needed to say. And I see something about my own self in this, and you should see something about yourself in the same kind of speech. I don't know what I said at first. All I know is what I said in the last two sentences. So you can call me on that one. I was just used by the greatest person of all. Okay. Today is the day to talk about love. You want to hear about man and woman relationships. I'm not going to talk about the other kind because it's an abomination. I don't even like for it to come out of my mouth. Stay with me oil cannot be used by itself. Stay with me oil has to be used in combination with other things. Now, you can be given the oil by your roots worker, your sorcerer, your witch, whatever you want to call us. And some of you are stuck in TV days. You think that we can pop to you like Bewitched. You can just call our name and we'll just come before you. What is your wish? No, it doesn't work like that. But stay with me oil. If this is given to you and the worker is working on their end, then, yes, you can anoint your doorknob. You can anoint the trees in front of your house if you have them. Your pathways, yes, stay with me. Oil, it is for love, and there's a type for money. Okay. As for snow, I've never mentioned that because it's an old remedy. Indians use this, and it's been used in magic too. Snow is healing, but you have to catch some out of the first two snows, heavy ones, to rub it on your legs, to rub it on your arms, whatever is hurting you. And that pain is gone. You can get rid of your pain. If it is not of God, anything that's not of God, things from the earth will help. Okay? Excuse me. I've been hit by something good. Just taking me a drink, see. Okay. Evil people, I'm going in it again. Stop fighting your neighbors. Stop fighting those you have fooled. And they think that you're their friend. They are not going to move. They're not going anywhere. Your family have worked on it for over 6 years. They are not going to move. But guess what? Bad conjure like that, and you don't know what you're doing, you're bringing your enemy luck. Surprise! You are bringing your enemy a lot of luck. So thank you. Thank you. Whoever's doing it, thank you for bringing that luck in. Thank you for bringing that victory into existence. You thought that you would have the victory. No, no, no. Your supposed to be opponent has the victory. I'm happy to say that. Okay, we have another issue that's at large. Working hard for what you get and have it snatched away from you. You know that people break into people's houses, break into cars, some of everything. They're still the hubcaps off of your car. Oh, yes. What they're going to do with a hubcap? Seriously. Put it with a bunch of cans and try to make a dollar off of it. Some hubcaps are not what you're looking for to make that money from. Anyway, I brought that up for a reason. Anyway, let's talk a little bit more about this subject. I only remember the last two or three sentences, but I'm going to tell you that God has a hand in all things. Even on us, he has a hand on us. We're doing the right things. We're helping people with the right things. Then, yes, we're blessed. Yes, he has a hand in voodoo. Hoodoo, witchcraft, Santeria, all of the above, demonology, Satanism. Satanism is something to be fought away. Demonology is something to be fought away. So I changed my mind on that one. I was just naming it. He has a hand in all things. When he says yes, all the no's in the world does not matter. His yes matters. It doesn't matter what man does. If God says yes, you're going to get that promotion, then you're going to get that promotion. Nobody else. Nobody with their nose. Well, I think that I am making a beautiful point on the show. I mentioned Stay With Me Oil, but I don't say too much about spikenard. Spikenard can be used in marriages now. The spikenard, pronounce it correctly because people will call me on it. Okay, spikenard oil. It is used for fidelity in marriages. You add a little bit of periwinkle and it strengthens it. Ginger with that strengthens it. But don't you do it by yourself. Go to your local worker. Let me stop. Go to your worker. They would tell you, see, that's the problem. You do not go to the worker. All you do is try to come up with things yourself. And some of you are so ignorant, you get on the phone with us or talking to us, you try to claim you have a gift yourself. If you had a gift, we could see it. There's no one stupid. We can see it. If we don't see it, we don't see it. We know when people is just trying to pull our legs. We know that. We know when you're lying. Say you come to me. And you tell me that somebody's bothering you. But you were the one bothering them. We already know that. As for me, I would let you sit there and talk. Not listen. And I'd shake my head and give you your reading or whatever you want. But I'm going to tell you about it before you get off the phone or get out of my presence. Because right is right and wrong is wrong. And in this kind of work, you cannot straddle the fence. You're working for one person, but the enemy comes, and then you work for the enemy? No. You are working against yourself, workers, if you're doing this. And I know that I am right. And here's the lazy client. I never brought up the lazy client. I brought up the backbiting client. I brought up the cheap client. I brought up the deadbeating client. I never brought up the lazy client. The lazy client is someone that the worker talks to and talks to. Problem is there, and the worker keeps telling them and telling them and telling them there's a problem. Well, well, well. You do nothing about it, and then you wait until it gets real rough, and then you want to do something. See, the lazy client, more than likely, probably, I'll say that, has been blessed before and passed down the blessing. We as workers, we do not work alike. If we're working with spirits, don't you know the spirits are going to attack? You pass down a blessing. That probably took nights and nights and nights of hard work, days of hard work, much traveling, much digging, much probing, prodding. I can go on, but you pass it down. And then things get worse in your life. There's your problem, Miss Wilson. There is your problem. You passed up your blessing. You pushed it away. That's out. I want to talk to you about cleaning supplies used. Let's say that you're doing a spiritual cleansing of your house that does not involve you smoking the house up. Okay, cleaning supplies that's not to be used right after. If you have to do a normal cleaning of your house, cleaning up, do not use Lysol. Wait at least a week before you use your Lysol. Lysol can mess you up. It can erase everything that you have done, and you're back at square one. Bluing. I want to talk about bluing. Liquid bluing, I'm sure that some of you remember this, is very lucky. It's lucky. You can use it and look right. But bluing, not blue squares, no. But liquid bluing itself is used in spiritual cleansing. Yes, it is. And this goes for a 13 product because I'd be giving out too much information. Wash. See, it has to be an odd number. You notice everything I mentioned is odd. Never use an even number when you're trying to get yourself straightened out. Never. An even number is not too lucky. But when you use an odd number, then you're cooking with grease. I know that there are many listening. I know that I want to be archived. I want to be listened to. I want to be archived. I do, because I send out important messages. When I was mentioning Psalm 91, protection. Well, let's talk about the oil, the herb, and the root. The oil of angelica, the root of angelica, and the leaves of angelica. Angelica does have leaves because I have grown it. It can be used for protection. It can be used for protection against robbers, against evildoers that's trying to bring you down. See, some cases the enemy think that they have won. The enemy hasn't won because the other person, after a while, have gotten smart and went and got some help, and they don't know it. They don't know it until about the last minute or so. Something is wrong. And then still some of them are still ignorant to this. So they keep working and working, trying to bring you down. And some people have generational curses. And this is talking about family. You have a family that's full of turmoil and confusion. Nothing goes well for them. There's generational curses, something that's been done to somebody a very long time ago. It could come from somebody, grandfather, grandmother, whatever the case may be. Example, let's say somebody's great-great-grandmother was cheating on her husband, and she told the other man that she was going to leave, and she never left. Other man goes somewhere and says, oh, well, she's not going to leave. They'll never be happy. Well, the work he did was so bad, it affected her children, her children's children, and on down the line. And I hope that you understood that. See, I try to explain everything so that you will understand what I'm saying. Let's take a family that when one passes, it's always violent. You notice it's always a violent death. There's car accidents, shooting. Oh, the car's on fire. They burn up. That's something to look at. And night crawlers. Let's jump from that to night crawlers because I have told you enough about that. Now, night crawlers. You know, if you're wise to this, you need to keep your eyes outside or have a camera outside at night. You would be surprised what's going on around your house. Do you know that your neighbor can stand in the street or in their yard and dress the dog and let the dog run. You know, when the dog runs, he's going to lose what he has in his mouth. He's going to lose it right in the victim's yard. If you have over 7 cats that visit you at night, I mean out of nowhere, that's conjure. Cats can be taken to the graveyard, and there's a rite said, and there's other things done. The cat has to be brought back in a box. Okay, he's let out the box, and guess where he goes? Right to the victim's place. And they have so much going on, losing money, can't keep money. All of this stuff, all because of somebody tinkering around with graveyard dirt. But guess what? The cat is going to turn around and go back to the person that's sick. So if you're doing stuff like this, make sure the animal don't come back to you, because it's got you too. Surprise! Okay. I think I got that point across. Now, I've talked about candles, the right way to do them. I want to talk about coriander. Coriander and dill is used with other things in court cases, but I can tell you what to do with this because this is not complete. You put coriander and dill in water. Inside of that water with the coriander and dill seeds, you write in the name of the person that may get you in trouble or the person that's, you know, that's against you. And that cools their mouth if you do that alone. But if you don't do it alone, there is other things to do with this. So do not try this on your own. If you do, you are a fool. Okay, there's other things to be done with it. But that is one partial conjure tip that I had on my mind. Now, I know that I am talking right now. This is me. I haven't been touched. Everyone has something to learn in their lifetime. Sometimes you have a short time to learn it. When you walk around younger people and call people female dogs, big mouth female dogs, all of the above, being ill-mannered, ill-tempered, thinking that you're bad, then guess what? It's coming back. It is coming back to you. God is going to bring you in, but you never know how. This is the time of change. This is the time of change. Like I said, that's another part of you reap what you sow. Stop doing this. You may end up in the hospital and can't even move. Who are you going to turn to? The one you call the female dog? Well, we are most certainly at the end, and I have enjoyed every minute. But I remember 2 sentences from the beginning. I don't remember the rest. Somebody needs to tell me. Okay. I hope that all of you enjoy the rest of your Valentine's Day. I hope that you are loved real good. I'm not going to say nothing else. Okay. I hope that you receive many gifts. I hope that your week is blessed. I hope that the rest of this weekend is blessed for you. God bless you all. And to my beautiful, beautiful family, to my mother with that soul hair of hers, I love you so much, and I love the rest of you. Goodbye. In the name of Jesus.